y'all have bounced back the last couple of years and played well in the bowl game.
Just more time to collect ourselves and to scheme. I guess more time for guys to get healthy, because sometimes that's been a problem at the end of the season. And a lot of key guys coming back, and we can play the best of our potential.
Miles, talk about how competitive a guy you are. If indeed this is your last game, how important is it to go out with a W?
Always want to win. I mean, that's the best part of playing. If you want to have fun, you want to win. So that's me, and no matter who we're playing.
Miles, what do you think you guys have done in the last couple of weeks to maybe solidify that run defense a little bit, since Kansas State is so tough running the football?
Just going back to our fundamentals. We were doing very well at the beginning of the season, stopping the run. So just going back and looking at what we did then to stop the run and be more stout in the middle, and just be able to play it on the ends. So we just went back and see what we could do better.
I know that you guys don't make excuses, but injuries certainly didn't help you guys in stopping the run late in the season, did it?
No, but it's got to be the next man up. When somebody goes down, you gotta take that spot and do the best you can with it.
Can you talk about this senior class? I know you're not a senior, but can you talk about the importance this senior class has meant to this program?
I mean, those guys paved the way just like the guys before them. They worked hard. They're vocal. They're leaders on and off the field, and we appreciate every single one of them.
How would you compare and contrast your skill set with Jordan Willis's for Kansas State?
I haven't watched him very much. I couldn't really tell you.
And Coach talked a little bit about struggling against a running quarterback throughout this year. Jesse Ertz, of course, leads their team in rushing. What do you see from him? And maybe what is so difficult about playing against a guy who can run the ball as well?
You got two things to account for. First, you got a threat from the running back at all times. And then usually the quarterback's not very fast. You can play off a little bit. But, with fast quarterbacks like him and Trevor, you got to make sure you're on your toes at all times, because guys can make one cut and go down the sideline on you.
What are you going to be able to do physically that maybe you haven't been able to do since Arkansas? What's better about your game physically?
Yeah, ankle getting better every day, so I'm just trying to do the best I can with that. And that's really different, just working on my craft every day.
Coach talked a little bit about your recruitment. What do you remember about that? What sticks out to you when you look at it now?
I guess how much my sister was trying to get me here. She was telling me all the ups and downs and everything that they couldn't tell me about the actual college life. She was giving to me, in a better way, more down to earth student way.
You mentioned that there might have been another school that they kind of had to pull you away. Which school was that?
I think probably Ohio State. Yeah.
What did you have a timeline for when you want to make a decision about whether you stay or go?
Sometime after the game.
Could it come immediately after the game?
Could be immediately after. Could be a week after. Just how we're feeling.
How much have you enjoyed college life? You seem like a guy who's maybe enjoyed it, maybe some more than others. How much have you appreciated and enjoyed it?
I mean, it's been fun. I haven't gotten any trouble that y'all know of. Nah, no trouble.
It doesn't count.
Exactly. Nobody knows.
What is your best mark, sir?
I've just been having fun playing ball and interacting with all the people around here. Everybody's friendly, everybody's nice, and just been having a great time.
A lot of people have been comparing you to Jordan Willis. What do you think about that comparison?
I mean, I met him at the Rodeo Bowl, but I haven't watched him. I haven't really come in real contact with him, so I'd like to learn more about him, but right now I can't really tell you.
What can a win in the bowl game do for you guys just moving into the offseason, into the next season?
And give some momentum. You don't want to go into the offseason with your head, hanging down. You got to go in with, your chin up high, knowing that you have, something to fall back on. Looking back, we had some, problems in the middle of the season, but knowing that you had a win at the end, you can look back at that and say, that's what we're coming off of.
What is there about K-State's running game that makes it maybe unique and more of a challenge to defend?
Quarterback. Quarterback with speed is always a challenge, no matter who you are. You got to have good linebackers who are going to play both the running back and fall back on the quarterback. You got to have ends who are going to play it honest. So it's always going to be a challenge.
Desserts.
Any quarterback you played?
Yeah.
Do you like any quarterback you played so far, like Fitzgerald or Mississippi State or anybody else?
Fitzgerald and Trevor Knight. I mean, both guys who have good straight line speed, who can make one cut and beat you. So you got to be able to, you know, stay square and not let them just, you know, cut on you and make it into a race.
Hank.
Hank Emery.
And Miles, after the game you guys had against LSU, how much are you looking forward to kind of getting that bad taste out of your mouth, at least on the defensive side of the ball?
I mean, no matter who it is against. You know, if you lose, you're trying to come back and punish the next opponent. You know, you got to come back, scheme up the next guy, and know that I'm taking all my frustration out on you.